Colorado Springs. That's what she did. And she was an organist and quite a musician, and she really was a professional musician until she came to Roswell. Then she was volunteer. She wouldn't take any pay for it in Roswell, and she played for things, but and then did school music too.
What did she play?
She played the piano and the organ. She loved the organ, pipe organ. Mm-hmm. When she was in high school in Pueblo, I guess she looked pretty young, had braids and so forth, and she would go to what they called the opera house then when they were having a movie or something. She didn't play during the movie, but she played between them. She would play solos, you know, organ solos. she did that during school time. Her parents were very musical, and her two sisters became professional musicians. So we had a lot of music in the house. Okay. Still do.
And so your parents moved here to Roswell. Did you have any brothers and sisters?
No, we didn't. Unfortunately, they lost the children at birth that they had had. After we moved to Roswell, mother had twins, and they were born down at St. Joseph's. And one lived a day or two. The other one died shortly. And they had lost a son in Baltimore, too, before they came here. So I was the only one. Later on, Mother said she didn't know how she could have supported all of them, so maybe it was providential after my father died.
Okay. And how about extended family? Did you have aunts and uncles, grandparents that you were close to?
Oh, yes, I did. I was very close to all my grandparents. I think that's a true privilege of a child. It is a privilege to be loved by your grandparents. And when we were in Roswell, we always went at Christmas time to Greenville, South Carolina, where his parents lived then. And again, they were connected with a mill there in Greenville, too. But we did that, and then in the summertime, we always went to Colorado because my grandparents were out there, mother's parents were there. So I always saw all of them every year, you know, as long as they were alive.
Okay. Let's see. And how about you yourself? Do you have children?
Yes, I have four children. Mm-hmm.
We'll talk a little bit more about that later on. And what is your religion?
Well, I was originally an Episcopalian, but my husband was a Methodist, and he said, well, I'll let you out at the Episcopal Church when we get married, but I'll take the children to the Methodist. So I went to the Methodist Church and joined it finally.
Okay. And so here in Roswell, which church did you end up going to?
We went to the Roswell Methodist Church. The next door neighbors invited us the first Sunday, and that's where we went, to Roswell Methodist Church. And the next door neighbor's little girl became my dearest best friend for life. I mean, always. Went to the University of Georgia, pledged the same sorority, did everything together that we could. And after we married, she was living in Richmond where my daughter was. And every time we'd go to Richmond, we'd have a day or two with Evelyn and Wes. So she was a here. There are not many left anymore. Now they used to be the main family in Roswell of my friends, you know.
Is church... Do you think plays a very important role here in Roswell? Did it when you were growing up?
Yes, I think church played a big part when I was growing up. And what I used to like was that I liked to go around to the different churches. They always scheduled their Christmas programs at different times so that you could hear everybody, you know. And I liked that. And I had very good relationships with them. And Mrs. I remember one time, well, I won't tell this one either. No, the very good relationship. In fact, such a good relationship that one lady suggested when one church wouldn't have many people, I don't know why they just don't go to this other church across the street.